This weekend, a very important event happening for the Belmont area, all around the sand dunes in the area there. There's a workshop on Working Bee. To find out a little bit more about it is the site supervisor for the weekend, Alyssa Rogers from the Belmont Wetlands State Park. Good morning, Alyssa. What can we expect from the workshop on the weekend?
Morning, Mark. Well, we will get to see the sea from one of our lookouts, but we're mainly going to be focusing in the Hind Dune area. We call it the iconic dune. So we'll start off with a bit of a short walk along some of our nearly formalised walking tracks. We'll go to the lookout and have a look up and down the coast and have a talk about what has changed over time and what is still going to continue to change. And then we'll talk about a bit of the history of the site and why it looks like it does today.
Yeah, so with that in mind, what have some of the changes been over time that has made it look as it is as we know it?
Well, some of the past land uses, including mining, sand mining and sand extraction, they took place from the 1950s up until 2005. So part of the mine rehab plan included stabilising the sand with bittu bush, which is now considered a weed, and other species. So over time, there's been a lot of these weeds removed and replaced with native vegetation. So on the day, we will be putting some plants in the ground, some coastal rosemary.
With some of those plants that have been put in that are now being replaced, is that one of the main issues that are still facing the area, or is there some other things we need to be careful of as well?
Well, it's a long process and it's a huge project to restore anything to its former position. So we've got a large area of remnant vegetation in the Jules Lagoon area, which is just a little north of where we're working. And we also have a lot of area along the family track. Hear the kookaburras?
I can. You're definitely on site preparing at the moment. Either that or you brought your own sound effects along.
Yes. No, these are all live sound effects. So sand encroachment into these areas of native vegetation is an issue. So although we're still a way back from this area, the sand is always moving and we're trying to protect what little patches of vegetation we have.
You did mention that you'll be having a look through the lookout and all of that. By the sound of things, a working bee will be taking place, so a bit of relaxing and a bit of working as well. If we're wanting to head along on Saturday, how can we get involved, Alyssa?
Yeah, sure. You can register through the Eventbrite app or by calling 0429 267 234. There will also be morning tea and lunch, so there is a bonus and a good reward for a working bee.
Oh, sounds very nice. Well, I'll let you go and just enjoy some of the ambience there at Belmont as you hurriedly get ready for the event on Saturday. Thank you for your time, Alyssa.
Thanks very much, Mark. Have a good day.
Alyssa Rogers there from the Belmont Wetlands State Park, site supervisor, in fact. Brought her own sound effects along. How cool. And that is the Working Bee and Workshop happening on Saturday. Trying to get the area back to its former glory. Doing a great job as well. 2NURFM.